Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, purity is the force. So we have heard. We have often heard that this was these four sutras were spoken by Srila Prabhupada. They used to be in common circulation within our movement until it was brought to the attention of the devotee public that actually Srila Prabhupada hadn't said these, that one devotee had translated them from some Chinese statement and told them to Prabhupada. And no doubt he told them to Prabhupada because even though Srila Prabhupada didn't say this himself, it does give a good summation of the purposes and the very being of our movement. And the first one, books are the basis. Actually, Prabhupada did say that before this Chinese saying was brought to Srila Prabhupada's attention. He said that practically books are the basis of our movement. Whatever progress our movement has made is because of these books. But even the other statements, they do encapsulate statements that Srila Prabhupada has made. So it used to be, these four used to be quoted as if they were shloka, as if they were a shloka. Practically, it could be taken like that. First of all, the basis should be considered. What's the solid ground on which this movement stands? Well, it should be solid. If it's not solid, then it won't last. There's a saying in English, building castles on sand. Castle means like it's supposed to be a very big, strong building, but if it's built on sand, then it won't last. It has to be a strong, solid foundation. So, books are the basis. What does that mean? That means, well, as Srila Prabhupada himself once asked some of his disciples, why are we distributing these books? And then again he answered it himself, because this is knowledge. It's not just books, it's not just any old books. You go to a bookstore or a library and pull out some books. But the books of Srila Prabhupada are Krishna's inspiration to Srila Prabhupada, or this is the words of the Vedas for the modern age. Now you may say, well, the Vedas don't change. Well, that's why Prabhupada's books are important, because it's not changed. But it's presented, as Srila Prabhupada himself gave the example, again it's an English saying, old wine in new bottles. It means that the presentation is different, but the substance is the same. So, because this knowledge, and yeah, there are so many books, even there are, but you won't find books like Srila Prabhupada's books. There are spiritual books, there are books of, you know, what can be called different religions or Hindu religions or even Vaishnavism, but you won't find books like Srila Prabhupada's books, which present the philosophy of the Absolute Truth in a clear, straightforward way, which is very suitable for modern man who's trained in this scientific method. We do find in the Bhagavatam, Parokshavada Rishayo Paroksham Chamama Priyaha. Krishna says that the rishis, they speak in paradoxical ways, not very straightforwardly, and that kind of presentation is also pleasing to me, Krishna says. And we often find that spiritual teachers, they deliberately speak in a paradoxical way. Paradox means it's something doesn't sound like it can be right. That was brought to an maybe absurd extreme in the Zen Buddhist koans, which the most famous of which is to be ordered to meditate on the sound of one hand clapping. It's an impossibility. But the idea is to jolt the dull intelligence so that you start thinking on a deeper level. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often spoke like that. He would say, for instance, that at Radha Kunda, he said that we don't respect Radha because she has a relationship with Krishna, but we respect Krishna because he has a relationship with Radha. So many things like that, he said, that the negative method is more effective for establishing the truth than the positive method. He said that in the Satya Yuga, Hiranyakashipu, more than Prahlad, served the cause of the truth. In the Treta Yuga, Ravana, more than Hanuman. So like this, it makes you, what's going on there? Makes you think. Why are we DMK supporters in Tamil Nadu? They promote Ravana was the great hero. He was a southerner. And then this northerner, Ram, came and attacked. You see, it's all Tamil Nadu's problems are caused by the northerners. They have this, some people have this offensive idea. So, Srila Prabhupada didn't speak in paradoxes. He made everything very clear. It was very suitable for the modern age. Even you find the Upanishads, it may not be very clear what's being spoken about, except in a few Upanishads, which are not generally considered the main ones. Krishna or Narayana is not mentioned directly. We have the Gopal Tapani and Nrsimha Tapani and Mahanarayana Upanishad. But generally we have statements like Parasya Shakti Vivadhaiva Shuyate. Para, but who is that? It's not mentioned. The Supreme has various energy. So Yato Va Imani Bhutani Jayante, that from which everything, this Parasya Shakti, that's from Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the white mule Upanishad. And Taittiriya Upanishad, that which is coming from the partridges, that states about the absolute truth, from that which from everything comes, but doesn't directly state. And therefore, often people become confused, doesn't directly state about Krishna, the name of Krishna. Tattvamasi. How much confusion has come out from that statement. People think that they themselves are directly the Supreme Absolute Truth. But Srila Prabhupada made everything very clear. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his books present the, you could say, arcane or difficult to understand knowledge of the Shastra in a straightforward way that people can understand. So books are the basis of this movement. It means that knowledge is the basis. Yes, it's not just any books. Books, it's knowledge. Knowledge is the point, spiritual knowledge. Other way, books are a relatively modern innovation. Books are for Kali Yuga. Otherwise, learning is by hearing. Shruta, it says. In the process of one who has heard Learning is by hearing. So books, that gives the hearing process also in the Vedic culture was such that one had to hear very acutely and represent precisely. Because if there's even a slight mispronunciation, then the meaning becomes changed. That means that there's consideration of the pronunciation and which svara and how long each syllable is to be held, and there's so many considerations. So people in the modern age they have less intelligence. So books are required. So Srila Prabhupada's books, they are the basis of this movement. If they're not the basis of this movement, then if other books become somehow or other more popular or more considered better or out of laziness or foolishness or offensiveness, somehow or other we neglect to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions as received in his books, then it's not the ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada founded, and it won't have the strength. It might seem very good, but because it doesn't have a solid basis, it's destined to collapse. And that's true also in our individual spiritual life. If we don't have as the basis of our spiritual life the understanding which comes from these books, then we're going to be in trouble. Even people who can't read, they also have to have these books by being guided by others. They have to have this knowledge as the basis of their spiritual life. You can just chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, if you can't read, or if you're not inclined to read, you can just chant Hare Krishna. But it requires guidance also. Because Siddhanta Alashjan Anartha Tocharena, one who is lazy in understanding the actual principles, the philosophic principles of Krishna consciousness, they cannot overcome their anarthas or unwanted tendencies within the heart. So books are the basis. We should read the books, distribute the books, base our life on these books. And from this, all the other principles follow. Preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, purity is the force. I'll speak about that later. Hare Krishna.